All right, everyone. Welcome to the Padre Cast, coming to you from Los Angeles. We're here for E3, myself and Jerkface Fave. Let's bring in Jerkface Fave, who's sitting here with me. How you doing? What do you think of E3 so far? We've had a couple press conferences and some mixed reaction on some different announcements. What do you think is the biggest news to come out? What are you most looking forward to that's come out? What don't you like that's come out?
Well, clearly the biggest news is Connectimals. That is clearly the biggest news.
Connectimals, of course, being training and playing with your pets virtually with Kinect. Microsoft Project Natal, renamed Kinect. And you are fascinated by this.
Yes, tigers. Tigers.
You can't go wrong with tigers. I'm more a fan of cougars, and I mean the animals, not the women. But I don't think you can go wrong with any of these cats. Now, I'm a more of a dog person.
Bobcats?
No, you know what? Maybe we should just move on because I'm getting a little frustrated by you right now with all this cat talk. And I think we should talk a little bit about sports. We can come back to the Connectimals later, okay?
All right, sports it is.
Sports. Let's talk a little bit about sports. And EA Sports had their press conference today, or actually last night, depending on when you're listening to this. And basically, they rolled out EA Sports MMA, made a big announcement for EA Sports MMA. They also showed a little bit for Madden, but there wasn't much of substance there. Basically, the only thing we got out of it was EA MMA, had some good-looking footage, and they introduced a new feature called Live Broadcasts, which I'm still trying to learn more information on. At first, I thought it sounded like a spectator mode. It may actually be more of a... EA selecting a few fights each week to live broadcast instead of just being able to jump in and see anybody's fights. They're going to add in live commentary from people watching the fights as they happen. Dylan, your thoughts?
Well, a spectator mode, we've wanted that for years. I would like to see that in every sports game. There's a lot of ways you could use that, especially for league play. Like for an MMA league, you could use that to see, do commentary for fights. I could actually write commentary for fights. Same for football games, baseball games, hockey games. On another side, you could check to see, if you have a problem with a particular player, you could see if there is a problem there. You could evaluate by the way they play. If it was an actual spectator mode, I think that would be something that would be really helpful.
What do you think if it's just limited to a few fights a week? And from what I've read, it's a lot about promoting yourself. It's going to be a lot about promoting your yourself to a wider audience to become more popular and get a slot there, and then they're going to start recording based on number of viewers who the most popular fighters are.
I think that's a good starting point. I don't know how useful it will be. Like you said, it's going to be a small scope for people that are going to be able to take advantage of it. So if that's the only thing it can do, it's a start, but I don't think it's going to be that compelling of a feature.
And I made this comment on Twitter. It seems like every big new innovative feature or mode rolls out in a game that isn't Madden. And so we get live broadcasts here with EA MMA. Over the past few years, all the big new modes, features, seem to debut in the other titles, NCAA Football, NHL, FIFA. They all start there, and maybe they eventually get to Madden, like Madden with online team play this year, which has been in a number of other titles for the past few years. So Madden comes on, they bring out Joe Montana for some reason to come out on stage and play the game a little. And I thought it was, a coup. I mean, he must be really busy these days.
I guess they're going to start having shape-ups ads now in Madden.
That's after last year, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's the only reason I could see to have Joe Montana, maybe he's going to sell some shoes.
Yeah. And the way things are going, he's been shilling a lot lately, so I wasn't surprised to hear his name out there. But yeah, no big announcements for Madden. We pretty much have what to expect there. I did an article about the online scouting, the online team play, and they're trying to pull in extra through microtransactions and boosts through those routes. But they didn't do much to franchise mode. I know everybody's upset about that. Everybody's upset about online franchise being ignored. So Madden is kind of flat this year, and I think going into E3, the big game that everybody has high expectations for is NCAA football. The demo came out, earlier this evening or yesterday, depending on when you're listening to this. And the general reaction, we can't play it while we're here, but general reaction seems to be positive on that. A lot of the additions, such as the ESPN presentation, the locomotion, those things, and the authentic entrances, and just the demo having 8 different teams has really offered a variety to get people excited about the game. So that's definitely, I mean, NCAA is going to be an easy one for us to cover, because everybody at home, you guys have been able to play the demo. You guys have been able to drop some suggestions of things to look for, maybe issues with the game that you spotted in the demo, and we can see if that resides in the full product. NCAA football, Dylan, I know we tend to do the online dynasty type of thing. Last year, it fell off. NCAA football, I almost look at it like NCAA 10 is Madden 11. It was like NCAA football hit a high with 09, with the introduction of online dynasty. Then they kind of dropped off. They didn't do much in NCAA 10. And then Madden 10 really improved a lot in gameplay and some presentational elements. And now Madden 11 really isn't adding all that much, just enhancing various things. More excited for NCAA or Madden at this point?
Probably NCAA. It seems there's been a, you know, on again, off again with those two games. One will be good 1 year, the other won't be so good. One will be innovative, the other one won't. It's starting to look like that's the trend's going to continue, and NCAA is going to be the more interesting, more innovative game this year.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad because we're both more of NFL guys. And so I think we have a natural tendency to either like Madden more or want to like Madden more. And it's just unfortunate. It doesn't. I don't see a compelling reason to play that beyond a few weeks once you start getting accustomed to it and the fresh feel wears off. And at E3, I think, you know, we're probably going to like the gameplay to an extent. The question is whether that is good enough to offset the losses in different areas like franchise mode. Other games at the show, in some extent, NBA Jam, I think that'll be on the floor. I think that's going to be a big hit. In the event environment, NBA Elite 11, NBA 2K11, NHL 11, all games behind the scenes being shown, so I don't think we're actually going to get to see those. Then we have a couple meetings set up on Wednesday. We'll be checking out Supremacy MMA, which is the new MMA game I posted about a couple days ago. And then Quick Hit Football, which just announced they have the NFL license for teams, logos, and all NFL trademarks. So not players, but they'll have all the teams in the game and their uniforms in the a PC free-to-play browser-based game. So let's get back to just a little bit of the E3 talk. And so Kinect, I would say Kinect comes... You know, I was looking to see if EA would introduce any games for Kinect, and I was actually kind of surprised that they didn't come out with any sort of sports game, even Tiger Woods just implementing Kinect in that. Any sports game you think would be interesting on Kinect at this point of the established titles other than, you know, mini-game type things that they're introducing?
I still don't see any game beyond golf being all that interesting. You know, golf being a single-player experience, you being able to simulate that motion through the Kinect. Other than that, I don't see throwing a football being interesting. I don't see throwing a baseball being interesting or swinging a non-existent bat. I just don't see them being interesting right now.
Is there anything interesting with Kinect that you liked other than the Kinectimals?
Vaguely interested in the Star Wars, which I would assume is a lightsaber game. Don't know exactly how fun that would be, but at least the concept is interesting to me.
Yeah, I didn't see anything really I was compelled by. I know they have more than just this in the works, and these are just launch titles, but for what appears to be $150 for Kinect, plus the games being $60, I just don't see that taking off, and I don't see myself running out to get one of these. What's the price point, you think, where you would actually consider buying into this, or is there one?
No. Based on, like you said, the launch titles, if there was a couple more compelling titles that were announced to come out in the future, maybe, but, you know, all the games out that are coming out now, you can pretty much name a Nintendo equivalent to every one of these games, and, you know, I've played all these games. I don't need to play them again with a different type of animal or a different song to dance to. It's the same thing, just repackaged in a different box.
How about PlayStation Move? Anything different? Is it different because you have something in your hands? You think it's better without something in your hands? Do you have a preference between the two if you were to play one?
I'd be more interested in trying the Kinect just because it lacks the controller. The PlayStation Move, I don't see a whole lot of difference there between that and the, you know, the Wii Motion Plus. It just kind of seems like the same thing. I would probably skip that entirely at this point.
Yeah, and we had maybe the thing that's most compelling about it, but kind of unnecessary with Kinect, is the ability to move the menus with your motions, kind of Minority Report-like. But again, I don't, you know, I have a controller. I can do that just as easily. I mean, it might be cool, but it's really unnecessary. We also had an announcement today that ESPN signed an exclusive agreement with Microsoft to stream some of their content. This is being pegged as a big deal, though I personally never really had the motivation to actually pull up my console to watch either highlights or streamed sports, because I can just get it on my TV. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I was actually a little bit excited about that one until I read that it's going to be a requirement that you're signed up with ESPN3.com, which I believe is a pay service. It's just another thing that we're going to have to pay for on top of Xbox Live. I'm not going to pay for Xbox Live, Netflix, Last.fm, and now ESPN3. If it was a free service, I'd find it kind of interesting. But as another pay item, Xbox Live is just getting too expensive. I have to pick and choose, and I'm not going to choose that one.
How about the new 360 Slim? You just got a new Elite because your other one fried. You running out to buy this?
I wish I was. Yeah. I wish my old one would have broke now. I like the fact that the new 360 especially is going to be built with wireless. That's a compelling feature to me. But am I going to go out and exchange my brand new, I guess, old Elite for the new Slim? No, it's not that compelling.
Yeah, and that's pretty much all we've got so far. We've got Nintendo's press conference coming up it's on Tuesday morning. Sony's is Tuesday afternoon, about the same time that the show floor opens. So this is basically just a kickoff point. We have a ton to go. We don't know much more about the sports games than we did a few days ago.
THQ. We'll be spending a little time with THQ as well.
You plan to, because you want to meet the fighters.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully we might be able to meet Forrest Griffin, Mike Swick, Cain Velasquez. Hopefully get some pictures. Should be fun.
Yeah, and see, this is why you came down. This is the exciting part for you.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a very exciting moment if I do get to do that.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and like the site on Facebook, because from the show floor, it's gonna be very difficult for me to update the website. So I'll be dropping some pictures, videos, impressions straight to those places, and then we'll be coming back after the show closes for the day. Recording a podcast, I'll be posting up full comprehensive posts. Dylan may be dropping some thoughts on just general games, other games he's checked out at E3. I tend to gravitate just towards the sports games, and then I roam a little bit, but I don't spend a whole lot of time with other games. But yeah, we just want to get this one out of the way. I hope everyone has a good day, and make sure to follow everything that's going on. Because it's going to be an interesting few days. All right, Dylan, you'd like to add anything before we head out here?
No, let's do this. I'm ready.
All right, so everybody take care, follow along, and there'll be a ton of stuff coming over the next couple of days. Take care.